The first belief you must have to have lasting change is that change is a must and not a should. So you have to believe that something must change, not that something should change. If someone says, you know, I really should go on a diet, I go, ain't gonna happen. Because I know, should never happens. Should you do when it's convenient. Should is not consistent. Musts are the things we find a way to do because we go, it is a must. We take it to a different level of consequence in our bodies and our minds and our emotions and our spirits. So if there's something you haven't changed and you keep thinking about it but still hasn't changed, I guarantee you one of these or more of these three beliefs is missing. First one that's probably likely is you really think you should change, but it's not a total absolute must in your gut. Now, some people really is. They think, well, this weight must come off, you know, but then I'm going to run to Jenny Craig or someone else to do it for me. Now, there's nothing wrong with Jenny Craig. She's great as a coach, but if Jenny Craig's the one doing it for you or Tony Robbins the one doing it for you, then I get the muscle and you don't. So I'll be stronger and healthier and you'll be okay for a while until you get off on some uncomfortable thing. Then you can blame me or Jenny Craig or someone else why it didn't work. But if you know you're the source, then there's only one place to look, which is in the mirror. So it cannot be based on someone else. It's got to be, it must change and I must change it. Now, some people believe, okay, this weight must come off and I know I must be the one to do it, right? But, or, you know, this environment, something's got to be done and I know I must do something, but they have a third belief that keeps them from doing it. And that third belief you got to have to do it is, I can change it. I can change it. Why is this one important? Why do you got to believe it's not only change is a must, but also, secondly, believe I must change it, and most importantly, I can? Because if you don't believe you can change it, then are you going to put a bunch of energy and effort and force into something you think's not going to work? Of course not. For you to really get the result that you want, you've got to believe you can. So very often people go, yeah, this weight must come off. I know I must do it, but I can't. Why? They'll say, I tried everything, right? I've tried millions of things. I've tried it all. You've not tried it all. You've not tried everything, or you would have got results. But we start telling ourselves these stories and we start believing those incantations. Now, one of the reasons they believe they can't do it is because they never have before. So I want to give you a core belief to write down that's really, really important. And that is this: the past does not equal the future. The past does not equal the future. The past does not equal the future. See, so often people say, I can't do this. Well, it's because they haven't done it before, or they've never done it, or they think they've tried everything. Well, you haven't tried everything. And if you try to drive in the future using a rearview mirror to guide yourself, I got news for you, you're gonna crash. You have to be able to look forward and create what you want, even if you've never been able to do it before. If you just tried it, it didn't work. This moment is new. Something about you is new. You made a new distinction, something you may be unaware of. Maybe the environment's changed. Maybe you just need to change your approach. But you gotta believe that you can, because the only reason to say you can't is you think you've tried everything, which is a lie, or you believe that it just has never worked before. The past does not equal the future unless you live there. If you live in the past, then I guarantee your future will be the same way.